Welcome once more to Manchester United Today.
Football predictions.
Hello, Peter Guest here with
The Moose.
And we are looking at another episode of footballpredictions.net podcast covering the Premier League games for the 11th to 13th of May 2024.
Yeah, we'll be looking at some interesting games this week. Fulham, Man City, Bournemouth, Brentford, Everton at home to Sheffield United, Newcastle United at home to Brighton and Hove Albion, Tottenham versus Burnley, West Ham versus Luton, Wolves v Crystal Palace, Forest v Chelsea, big one here, United versus Arsenal, and finally, another big one at the top of the table, Aston Villa versus Liverpool.
You can also see the details for all these matches we're about to discuss in this podcast on the website footballpredictions.net. Along with the fixtures from just about every other football competition you can imagine. Our website shows you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels, plus video streaming services, as well as match odds from local bookmakers. So look in the description of this podcast for direct clickable links to all the matches that we're about to discuss. Geolocation and live streaming rules do apply. 18 plus, be gamble aware. So upcoming matches, we've got, first off, Fulham playing Manchester City. Now, this is going to be on Saturday, at the 11th at 12:30 kickoff, lunchtime kickoff. And what a great match to watch with your lunch, this one, because Fulham haven't been too bad this season. But Man City have got to keep going, or else they're going to get pipped, aren't they?
Yes. Who will win the championship? And the big question here is Man City going to slip up in that fight against Arsenal? They're playing Fulham here, who, yeah, quite frankly, they've not got a lot to play for. And I think when we look at their most recent form, Fulham, they have dropped off quite a bit, probably having felt quite comfortable in the mid-table. But then again, they've drawn the last two games. We can't say the same about Man City. They are just ploughing on.
Yeah, Man City, 5-1 was against Wolves. We predicted they would win that one 3-1, so we did get over 2.5 both teams to score and the win for Man City, and both teams to score and win, which is great. But, you know, it's not difficult to predict Man City are going to win, is it? They win almost every game. Unfortunately for them, the one they lost, well, it was only on penalties, was against Real Madrid. So that shows you how good they really are and how they get better and better as the season seems to go on. So I know you can watch this one on most of the big events like TNT Sports and Discovery Plus, but it's a foregone conclusion, isn't it, what we're going to predict for this? So let's not spend too much time.
Yeah, I think we're going for Man City win. We have both teams to score again in this one. Like we did last week when City was at home to Wolves, which went in. We do have a 2-1 Man City win here. So both teams to score over 2.5 goals and a City win.
Surely the City win is the most important thing for them and probably for what we would recommend.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Bournemouth versus Brentford. This one is on Saturday at 3:00. And we had in the last game, Bournemouth visited Arsenal. That didn't go too well for them, but we did predict that Arsenal would win that one, as you can imagine. And before that, though, they had a couple of quite good results, didn't they?
Yeah, they managed a comfortable 3-0 home win against Brighton, and they beat Wolves away 1-0. So yeah, those two wins really took them right up into that mid-table mix. They actually gone quite close within that top seven or eight, which could give them a European League spot. But I don't think that would happen. There's only two games left and they won't manage that with their goal difference. No. But they've certainly done well, especially at home this season and of late. And yeah, they're playing a Brentford team who've actually also had some decent results and been pretty tough to beat.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, Bournemouth could have even leapfrog West Ham. They've got a better goal difference and they're only 1 point behind them. Not sure they'll catch Manchester United though. But Bournemouth have been good form lately. We like the look of them against Brentford, who are kind of labouring a bit. Brentford have been not very inspirational of late. The only teams they did beat recently were Luton and Sheffield United. So it's not really saying much, is it? So we think it's going to be a win, don't we, for Bournemouth at home?
Yeah, we're predicting a 3-1 home win for Bournemouth. So again, a Bournemouth win, both teams to score, and over 2.5 goals in this game.
Yeah. Okay, and if you want to watch that one, have a look on our website where you can see where you can watch it in your location. Next up, Everton playing Sheffield United. Now, at one point, this would have been a very interesting relegation battle, but Everton have pulled away, haven't they? This one's at 3 o'clock, by the way, on Saturday.
Yeah, these two teams really pulled away in two different directions. Sheffield United is only going one way, and that is down, and they are losing, taking some heavy defeats of late, most recently a 3-1 home defeat to Nottingham Forest, which we predicted because we had a high scoring game with over 2.5 goals, both teams to score, and a Forest win last week. Similarly, we actually predicted a score draw in Luton Everton. So, yeah, we've been pretty solid with our predictions on these two teams. To be fair, it's not been too hard to predict Sheffield United, but I do think when we look at some of the results where, because even when they played at Newcastle and when they played at United, we actually predicted that Sheffield United would still score in those games. So they do still get goals.
They do.
But
we think,
yeah, we do think that in this one, there really is no way back for Sheffield, and Everton is looking strong.
Yeah, and in fact, Everton have been very good to watch. They've just got up another gear. I mean, that game against Liverpool, they were just everywhere. First to the ball, obviously it's a big derby, so they were expected to do that. But the way they kind of have been winning after that one blip against Chelsea,
yeah.
It's been impressive, and especially at home. At home, they've been excellent. So
yeah, they really picked up at home with four straight wins, 2-0.
Yeah.
So four clean sheets in a row at home, and we think that's going to continue in this one, don't we?
Yeah, 3-0 to Everton. We don't think Sheffield United will get the goal, but probably over 2.5 goals would be a good shout for this one. But definitely, we think the Everton win. So that takes us on to Newcastle playing Brighton. And that one's on at 3 o'clock on Saturday. This is, I mean, we've got Newcastle who have been absolutely flying until they did come unstuck away against Palace. But Palace have been very good lately.
Yeah.
Especially since they've had Eze back alongside Michael Olise. So do you think, I mean, at home Newcastle have been looking really good with all those Geordies, hoping they can finish the season well. And what do you think about Brighton?
Yeah, I mean, look, Brighton up until probably surprised us a little bit last week, because up until the Villa game, they had actually been quite poor. They had a 3-0 defeat at Bournemouth and they lost 4-0 at home to City.
Yeah.
They did get a point at Burnley, but you would have probably expected that. And then they had a 3-0 home defeat to Arsenal. But yeah, then they go into the Villa game where we had predicted Villa to win, although we did predict Brighton to score, and they beat Villa 1-0. But Brighton really haven't got a lot to play for here. Newcastle, with three games to go, they chasing down Spurs in that fifth spot, even though it will still just mean Europa League.
Yeah.
But no doubt that they would, with the form they're in, with the amount of goals they're scoring, especially at home, I think we're looking at a home win here.
Yeah, I agree. And we agree, don't we, completely with that. 3-1 to Newcastle, Brighton, how they beat Aston Villa. It was really not what everyone was expecting, but could they beat Newcastle away?
Yeah,
could happen, but we think there'll be goals. So,
yeah.
In fact, in the last game against Burnley, we predicted 3-1, and it was 4-1 to Newcastle. So, they do score a lot, and in fact, they won 5-1, didn't they? Although it was only against Sheffield United.
Yeah,
And they beat Spurs 4-0. So, a few weeks back. So, 3-1 to Newcastle, the prediction for that one, and let's see how it goes. It could be a good end to the season for them. Tottenham,
yep.
Speaking of ends to the season, they haven't had a good end to the season. They got a lot of points early on and seem to have been lacking in confidence over the last month where they've lost their last four in a row. That I think I've read something about that hasn't happened since the 1980s. So it's a long time that they've not had such a horrible run of results. They did come back against Liverpool after being 4-0 down to bring it back to 4-2, make it a bit more respectable. We did predict that one to be 3-1 to Liverpool, so we weren't far off the mark there, really. And in the last game against for Burnley as well, we also predicted 3-1 to Newcastle, and they won 4-1. So we get pretty close to what we think will happen in these games. You're about to say.
I was going to say we've been pretty solid in our predictions on Spurs for the last three games. I remember last round we had a double prediction, which was at Chelsea, Spurs to lose, Spurs to lose to nil, which they did, and then at Liverpool, both teams to score over 2.5, Liverpool win, which we predicted. But then maybe there's some good news for Spurs fans here, because given that we have predicted them correctly the last three matches, what do we think against Burnley, who are pretty much relegated? I mean, this is their last chance. Theoretically, mathematically, they could still stay in it, but there's a lot of dependencies, especially on Forest and themselves. But yeah. I think after this game, what do we think where Burnley's going?
Well, I think this is about Tottenham and Burnley rather than just Burnley so much, just because it would be unthinkable for Tottenham at home to lose against Burnley after having lost their last four. It is a good point that Spurs' last two games were away at two teams that always seem to beat them at their home grounds.
Yeah.
At Stamford Bridge, Tottenham won once in God knows how many, and at Anfield, Tottenham almost never win. So those were kind of almost half expected. But in this one, we think 3-1 to Tottenham. Burnley probably will be on the end of a Tottenham team that's very sore after all those losses and should bounce back and should make it interesting, at least a little bit interesting, to draw within 4 points of Aston Villa if they do that, because they've played one less game than them. So 3-1 to Spurs for that one. Next up, we've got West Ham versus Luton Town, and this is really the battle between two pretty hopeless teams recently, isn't it?
Well, indeed, and really, again, last chance for Luton. They have to get something from this game. They're playing a West Ham team that is not in very good form, but neither is Luton. They are really struggling. Shipping a lot of goals. They did get a draw at home to Everton last week, which we actually predicted. And prior to that, we did predict them to lose 2-1 at Wolves, and they did lose 2-1 at Wolves. And actually, prior to that, we also predicted them to lose in a high-scoring game at home to Brentford, and they lost a high-scoring game away to City. So we've been pretty good at our Luton predictions. West Ham maybe have surprised us a little bit in that 2-2 draw with Liverpool at home, but it was not a surprise to us that they would lose at Stamford Bridge. They lost 5-0. We had over 2.5 goals in that game with Chelsea to win. So we predicted that one pretty well as well. And I think we do think West Ham is possibly looking to turn it around a little bit in this one.
Yeah, it could be. A lot of people who I know who support West Ham have said that the football itself is just so horrible to watch. versus Luton, who are fantastic to watch because they really have a go. So it could be a lot more of that. I mean, we know David Moyes has been announced that he's going to be leaving at the end of the season. So a bit harsh on him because he won them a trophy, but I just think they can. I don't think they can handle the boredom any longer of watching the turgid football. Yeah. So having said all that, West Ham are very good at defending, usually, except they haven't been lately because they lost 5-0 to Chelsea. But yeah, this style is obviously in need of an overhaul. But we think they will get over the line in this one, 2-1. And again, that one's on at 3 o'clock on Saturday. And you can watch that, look at the places you can watch that on our website, footballpredictions.net, or just check the description of this podcast. Next up, we've got Wolves up against Crystal Palace. Now, Crystal Palace have been really good to watch, really fun. Manchester United and the night, and now we're just everywhere.
Very, very impressive win the other night at Selhurst Park at home to United. We had predicted lots of goals, but we predicted 2-2. But yeah, wow, 4-0. I don't think anyone had seen that coming, at least not that size of a result, despite the United being in bad form. But yeah, Palace in general has been in very good form over the last five matches. And they're going into this game, really, both teams got absolutely nothing to play for now. And I think you can kind of note that from Wolves' form, and had absolutely no say in that defeat at City. Another result we predicted also, with both teams to score over 2.5, and we had City win there. We then predicted Wolves to beat Luton 2-1, and they beat them 2-1. So we've had some fairly good predictions on Wolves recently. This one, interestingly, this, considering none of them have anything to play for, we're not really thinking about goals.
Yeah, this is, I mean, we do make collective decisions here at footballpredictions.net, and some of our listeners might think this is a bit of a strange prediction, but we have actually gone for a draw in this game. Being at Molineux, we think that Wolves might be a bit more resilient in front of their home fans. They have had the odd win lately, but not many. It was against Luton, actually. But I think that they will want to be showing a bit of steel, and we've actually gone for a 0-0 draw. So a draw, we do like to be able to predict a draw every now and again. 0-0, maybe I don't necessarily personally think that's going to happen, but we do think a draw is the way forward in a low-scoring game, no-scoring game anyway. So that brings us to Nottingham Forest up against Chelsea. This one is the 5:30 kickoff on Saturday, and Nottingham Forest managed to get 3 points in there last week.
Yeah, they did at Sheffield United. So that pretty much, that took them, I'm not saying to a safe spot, but their goal difference is better than Luton.
Yeah.
Really, Forest would have to lose their last two, and Luton need to get 4 points from their last two matches in order for Forest to drop down. Now, the up against, this is a very tricky game for them because Chelsea has actually really picked up some form late in the season.
Yeah, they were awful earlier in the season. And, you looked at some of their players on these long-term contracts, Chelsea, and you thought, well, that's a long-term pain. But I think because they've had to play them every week, they've actually developed into, they've gotten to a rhythm and get to know each other a lot more.
Yeah.
And have done so well. I mean, they in their home games anyway, they've been really quite good. They beat West Ham 5-0. We did predict them to win that one, 3-1.
Yeah.
But 5-0 is huge. And we did predict them also to beat Spurs 3-0. They won 2-0. But before that, we did predict them to draw 2-2 with Villa, which is exactly what happened.
Yeah.
So we have got some good results on Chelsea. In fact, before that, we predicted 3-1 against Arsenal to lose, and they lost 5-0. And then before that, to be beaten by a goal by Man City, and they were. So, and then to beat Everton. So
yep.
We've got all of the results correct and quite closely. So, yeah, similarly for Forest, we predicted them to win last week. We predicted them to lose the week before. Predicted them to win the week before that. So all of these happened. So we've gone for here. What have we gone for?
Well, considering the form we are in and football predictions with both Forest and Chelsea, we have a Chelsea 2-1 win. So both teams to score over 2.5 goals. A Chelsea win, that's the direction we think that this game is going to take.
Yeah. So really, it's giving Chelsea a little bit of late season hope that they might be able to get into you know, some of the better European competitions. So we'll see what happens with that. Yeah. Then we have a very big game. I mean, it's always been a big game, but in this particular instalment, it's a very big game. Manchester United up against Arsenal Sunday at 4:30.
Yeah.
And
this is interesting.
Yeah. You saw what, I mean, Manchester United have been pretty woeful. They've won. They have just got the one win in the last six. We look at the last six for their form generally. And that was at home against Sheffield United. And by the way, they were losing that till they came back. So,
yeah.
Absolutely destroyed by Palace. You looked at people like Casemiro on £350,000 a week, thinking, is this real? And it is, unfortunately for them. Good deal for him. We have had they have had a very difficult time of it. And Arsenal, on the other hand, apart from that game they lost to Villa, which is at home, which was a real shock, we have seen them just cruise along, haven't they? They've beat Wolves away 2-0, 5-0 against Chelsea. They just scraped over Tottenham 3-2. I say scraped because at the end it got a bit close. And then 3-0 against Bournemouth. So winning a lot of games actually to nil.
Yeah.
And do we think they'll carry on? Will Manchester United lift a gear? Can they do it?
Well, on the head-to-head, Arsenal actually has only won once since 2007 at Old Trafford. So the history there is not great. But United is just so terrible at the moment, especially like I think they got completely, they obviously got completely done over at Palace, very exposed. They got massive crisis at the back with the defenders, hence why Casemiro had to move back into defense.
Yeah,
and with Arsenal just being on this relentless run, the Arsenal have got two games left. I just think they're going to be too much for United in this game. I just think they will. And I think the way that we have predicted Arsenal recently, which with high scoring games and wins, I can't see no other outcome than an Arsenal win here.
You would think that. It is a bit of a bogey game for Arsenal up at Old Trafford. And I was going to say, usually, you know, you get the Manchester United supporters would be really, really kind of vocal about winning this game, wanting to win this game. But of course, do they want to win this game? Because if that's they do win this game, they probably crown Manchester City champions, which they don't want to do.
Yeah. And also, would they want to keep Ten Hag?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's a good point from the players' point of view. So, yeah. It all points really to an Arsenal win, doesn't it? And we've gone for 3-1, which is a big win up there for them. But you can see that happening based on what's gone before. And I think we'll probably want to say over 2.5 for that one for sure.
Yeah.
Aston Villa versus Liverpool's next. That one's on Monday at 8 p.m., the Monday night football game. And Villa having a bit of a blip at the moment, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Villa, I mean, Spurs has almost handed them that Champions League spot, because if Spurs had just picked up a little bit here, there would have been really interesting fight for that fourth spot.
Yeah, this happens every year, doesn't it? It's like no one wants fourth spot. Everyone just starts getting to that place and then losing.
Yeah, exactly. Then they just start to drop off a little bit. I mean, Villa's got Liverpool here, which is a really tricky game. But to be fair, Liverpool, what have they got left to play for? They're out of the championship race.
Well, hang on. What have they got left to play for? They can technically still win the league.
Mathematically, yes. That is correct.
I mean, if you were saying as a obviously all Liverpool fans that I've spoken to have said, well, it's finished now, because they know that, very, very, very unlikely. But you know, you've got some interesting games coming up. But it's very unlikely. But
it is unlikely. I mean, but at the same time, you know, Klopp has got two games left now. I think they want to just finish on a high. They want to finish on a high. I think Villa, is Spurs going to catch them? I mean, Spurs has got to play Man City still. Spurs would have to win the last three games.
It's a 7-point gap at the moment. So really, Villa have got a much better goal difference. So Villa have got it. They just need to get another draw.
Yeah.
Because Spurs aren't going to win, surely, the last three, one of those of which includes Manchester City.
Yeah. But, I mean, look, Villa caught us out a little bit last week. We had predicted them to do the job at Brighton, which would have sealed that fourth spot pretty much. But they lost. But then prior to that, we had a 2-2 draw at home to Chelsea. And it was a 2-2 draw. And then we had them to beat Bournemouth in a high-scoring game. They beat them 3-1. We had 2-1. So we had them on goals. So we're in a good run there. Now, Liverpool, obviously, we had them to beat Spurs in a both team to score over 2.5 game. We had over and both team to score in West Ham as well, although we had predicted Liverpool to win. It was a draw. Similarly, in their away game at Fulham, we had them correct, although at Everton, they slipped. But maybe that was the slip-up. I think with Villa's recent form combined with that Liverpool win against Spurs might just have given Liverpool that boost for the last few matches that they need. And what do we think of Liverpool and Villa?
Even in their losses, it was a bad one against Everton, it's true, but even in their losses that they had, you know, against Palace, they weren't bad, you know, and against the game against West Ham, I think West Ham really, you know, lifted. So it looks, we think that Liverpool are not done yet, and Aston Villa are having that wobble, and we are recording this before their European game tonight, so we don't know how that's going to go, but we think, even though it's at home for Villa Park, that Liverpool will actually grab the win.
Yeah.
And a handsome win too, 3-1.
Yeah.
So make what you will of that, but that's what we've predicted. And we shall see what happens. But it will make things interesting, won't it, if Villa don't win or don't get anything from that game, because that will mean that if Spurs do manage to get their win, that they're only 4 points behind.
And then, indeed, yeah.
And they do have a game in hand on them. So yeah, that could be quite... quite a good finish to the season. So see where that goes. And that caps off all of the games. And thank you very much, Moose. And we'll see you on the next one.
Yeah, thank you very much. And thanks for listening.
I thought,